right. Back again. Another week after another beautiful winning week. And whew, last week we had a nice doozy. Oh boy, did we do good. 4-2. Dolphins should have made us 5-1, but they were just complete snakes. Ah, God, what a joke that was, huh? How do you let up that lead and not even cover? One thing to just let up the lead, whatever. That happens. They don't cover. My God, sick. If you took the Bengals last week, you are a lucky bastard. Because my God, that just never happens. But, whew. But you know what? We did good with the Cardinals. Did good with the Steelers. Oh, beautiful. Vikings was just, come on. The Vikings was a great one. They made us sweat a little bit, but whew, I love that one. The Jets, J-E-T-S, Fireman Ed, thanks, bro. Raiders, that wasn't a good one. But on to this week, week 6. And do we have some doozies again? I will start off with the Steelers against the Bengals. +2.5, +2. I like this game a lot. I like the Steelers' money line. I think that it's just the Bengals are going to choke. They've had these coin flip games where they've won that they shouldn't have won, essentially. We got the Colt game where they were down by double digits in the third quarter, came back and won. We had last week's debacle when they should not have won. The Falcon game, they were down, they came back. Got three wins there that are like that. Now, the Bengals team is good, and they're going to be better now that they have Mixon back, but no Gio Bernard, still does hurt a little bit. And in the last 29 games, the Steelers are 21-8 against the spread in the series. So they play well in Cincy. Their fans are going to travel. It's only an hour and a half game. It's like us going to Giants Stadium from up in Westchester. It's the same thing. It ain't far. So they're going to go. They're going to be there loud. Steeler Nation's going to flock there. And I think Ben is on a mission now. That this team wants to go to the playoffs. They know they're getting Le'Veon back. They want to go to the playoffs. The pass rush is there. The defense just has to be serviceable, and they're going to be a very good team, I think. Their offensive weapons are just ridiculous, especially with Juju and Antonio Brown. So I like the Steelers a lot here. I think that this spread is a joke. And, you know, sometimes you think, oh, when you think the spread's a joke, it's just you're going to get screwed. I can't see how you get screwed here. I think the Steelers are great. I think they're the best play of the week, really. Honest to God, best play of the week. Next. Falcons, -3 against the Bucs. Now, the Falcons have been getting screwed a little bit here. They're all banged up on defense, I know. But I really like this Falcons team to make a nice statement win this week. You got the Bucs coming out of the bye. There's probably a little bit of turmoil now with Jameis back at starting. DeSean Jackson has come out and said he's wanted Fitzpatrick to play quarterback. He doesn't want to go back to Jameis, blah, 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 whatever. There's turmoil in that locker room. Cutter's on his way out. It's not, you know, they had their little time in the sun in September. They're going to start losing games now. There's just too much turmoil. Jameis Winston's just going to be a cancer. I like the Falcons here. Bounce back. I think they're going to do a great job. I think that their passing attack is just going to be on another level. The Bucs Bucs pass defense is a joke. And I think that the run game for the Falcons is going to also do a good job. So I like the Falcons here. I don't like -3s. They're the worst things to bet, really, because it's so much can happen. You're going to get screwed one way or another. You might get a push. You might get screwed. But I really think the Falcons are going to win by a touchdown. You know, I think they're going to win by a touchdown here, at least. I think that this Falcons team is going to play well. The passing attack with Julio and Ridley is going to be very good. And I think that this, you know, the defensive backs and safeties had more time to gel now with the two safeties out. They've had more time to gel. They're going to be better in week 4 of the injuries than week 1 of the injuries, if that makes sense. Now, people like the Bucs maybe because they're coming off a bye, but no, turmoil. I like the Falcons here, -3. Give me that. Book it up. Love it. Next up, Colts. Sorry, Jets fans. Sorry, Fireman Ed. Sorry, Twig. Sorry, Edwin. Colts this week, +2.5. Like it. I think it's a good, solid bet. Now, the Colts do have some injuries on offense. T.Y. Hilton's going to be out. But these guys have stepped up, and they're going to keep stepping up. And the front seven of the Colts is a very, very good front seven. So I like them a lot. I think that they're going to do a great job. And, you know, the Jets aren't going to be able to establish that run game. And that's when Darnold has had success. The Jets have been able to establish the run. I don't think they can establish the run against the Colts. I think they're going to attack and attack and attack. And I really think that, you know, Colts are good. They're a solid team. They, you know, they had the opposite of coin flip. They have the Texans overtime loss where they got screwed. And the Bengals coin flip loss when they got screwed. I mean, now you can say that they fold in the clutch. Okay, maybe they do. But you know what? Hey, they're up. Colts are up two. Colts are up one with 2 minutes left. Jets come down for a field goal. I'm happy as a log because I took the 2.5. So I'm fine with that. I don't care. That's good. So I think the Colts are a good, solid team. Luck's been playing well. And he's going to keep playing well. So let's go Colts plus 2.5. Next up. Going to get a little scrutiny for this probably, but like the Broncos. Like the Broncos with the 7.5. You're probably going to get it at 7.5 tomorrow before kickoff. I don't think it's going to go down. I don't think it's going to go down to 6.5. I think it's only going to go up. I think Rams fans, the Rams hype, the hype beast of the Rams, they're going to come out, start betting this one, might go up to 7.5. Weather's going to be bad in Denver. There's snow, sleet, all that stuff. So this is going to be the Rams' first game in the cold all season, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Denver's used to this. And the Colts run defense is atrocious. It's a bottom five run defense, you know, and the Broncos have a top five running offense. So you combine that, I think this is going to be a close game. Now, I could see the Broncos winning this game. So if you're feeling frisky, you want to put a little money on the money line for the Broncos, I like it. I think it's a solid. You're getting plus 242. Woo. Little 100 bucks to win 242. I'm a big fan of that one. But yeah, I think the Broncos, I think Case Keenum's going to get time to throw. The Rams pass rush isn't great. It's not. It's not elite. It's not that amazing. Aaron Donald's very good, yes, but they don't have elite outside guys that are going to rush the passer. So, love it. I think the Broncos kind of come out, run the ball down their throat, keep it close. That 7.5 is going to be a hook and a half. I'm waiting until tomorrow. Maybe get it at 7.5, and that will be golden. Oh, boy. We get a 7.5 that I'll jump. Jump for joy. Like the Broncos here. They're going to play well. Let's go, Broncos. Next game. I like the Carolina Panthers against the Redskins. Panthers are giving 1.5. So minus 1.5 against the Redskins. This whole narrative of a team getting embarrassed, the next game they come out and play well, blah, blah, blah. I just don't think the Redskins are that good. I don't. They lost to the Colts. I just don't think they're that good of a team. And the last 3 years, these teams have played each other twice, and it's been blowouts. It's been blowout, blowout, blowout. And the Panthers have been on the good side of the blowout. So, Panthers are a good, solid team. Cam, very good. Cam's a good quarterback. You got Christian McCaffrey running the ball. And this running attack is very good. It's a top five running attack, and the Redskins can't defend the run well. And they're just going to keep running it down their throat, running it down the throat, running it down the throat, getting the play action. So you combine all those things. You combine a Panthers defense that's solid to, you know, it's an average defense-ish. You combine all that, and I think the Panthers are going to win 24-21, something like that. And you're going to get that cover, minus 1.5. Big fan of it. And last but not least, we have the Jacksonville Jaguars. Minus 3 against the Cowboys. And now, again, another one where I hate minus 3. This week with the numbers, the numbers aren't good. They're not good numbers. They suck, to be honest. I'm not a fan of the numbers. But my God, I got to take them here. I think that they're coming off a fucking whooping in Kansas City, coming off a whooping. I think they're going to play better. They're going to be able to run the ball on the Cowboys maybe, and they're going to be able to pass a little bit. They're going to have to just make the offense work somewhat, and they're going to have to create turnovers on defense. That's the key. If they create turnovers with Dak, they make Dak throw picks. If they create turnovers, they're going to win the game, and they're going to win it by more than a field goal. That's the big thing here, and I don't love this pick. I'll be honest, people. I don't love it. So if you're not going to listen to me on one, this is the one to say don't listen to me. But I don't think the Cowboys are good. I just don't. It's not even me being a biased Giant fan. I just don't think they're good. Their offensive line is average, a little above average. Fine. It's a little above average. It's not an elite offensive line anymore. It's not. So I think the Jaguars are going to get in on Dak. And if he tries to pass the ball, they got, you got the best pass defense in the NFL there. So I get it. The Cowboys have a good home field. I get it. And I hate the minus three, but I'm taking it. I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to work. God, please let it work. I need another winning week. I need to show all these haters what's good and get another winning week. Because my God, we've just been on fire lately. I love it. I love it. We've been on total fire. Put me out. I dare you. What are we now? We won four last week. We were 14-8. We're 18-10-1. Sheesh. I like it. Like it a lot, people. I like it a lot. Big time. Oh no, we screwed this up. Didn't we? Yeah, we talked about this, I think. Didn't we? Oh, wait, hold on. We gotta do that real quick. Did we screw this up? Yeah, we did. All right. Well, I've definitely wasted enough of everyone's time today. But we had another winning week last week. We're gonna keep winning. Hopefully you guys turn this off so you don't hear my embarrassment. But hey, everyone, I love you all. We're gonna have another winning week. Giants fucking suck. Yeah, that's about it. Giants are terrible. So this is pretty much all I have to look forward to now. I'm literally watching the Oregon game right now. Watching my new quarterback, Justin Hibbert. Nice bomb down the middle of the field. Ooh, the kid's going to be special, people. The kid is going to be special. My guy, Hibbert. So, all right, everyone. Hey, have a good Sunday. We'll talk next week. We're getting after it. Another week, another winning week. Let's go.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.